Well, welcome back to Marloni and Fourier. It is a Patriots Monday, which means we talk to the quarterback of the New England Patriots, and that is Mac Jones. The quarterback interview sponsored by Mass General Cancer Center, every day amazing, and by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health at northeastmenshealth.com. Joining us now on the Harbor One Hotline is Mac Jones. Mac, how are you? Lou and Christian here.
Doing good. How about you guys?
Good.
We're doing good. Listen, it is a sort of a wellness check. We're a little worried for you. I know you're a perfectionist and you haven't, you know, had lost too many times in your career, all the way going back to high school. So with the 1-2 start, we're just making sure you're okay here the next morning.
Yes, we're all good. We're just going to learn from it and flip the page and move on.
So I know you're a perfectionist, but you realize like it is an imperfect league, right? We've heard that even from, you know, the guys that have played this game a long, long time, there are things that you can always work on. So how do you deal with that? Like the success, the failures, and at this point, failures just really just being some losses here early in the season, but how do you deal with that knowing that it is an imperfect league?
Yeah, I think it just shows you that every week is a new week and you have to be ready to go, and if you're not, then you won't win the game, and it's hard to win in the NFL, but I feel like we definitely can do a better job of just not being ourselves, and starting with me, just focusing on doing my job even better, and then everyone else will play well, and we'll hopefully win more. So that's how it works, and you just have to be ready to go every week.
Did you realize that you were the leading rusher yesterday? And when was the last time you led your team in rushing?
Yeah, I think just since we got behind and stuff, we just had to throw it a lot, and that's obviously not what we want to do. And a lot of that was my fault, so we didn't really have a good chance to run the ball that much. And so I guess it just is what it is, and it kind of was just how the game went. But I don't think it was there wasn't a specific reason besides that we were just trying to play catch up.
Is it fair to say that you're going to probably tape that brace up a little bit differently moving forward, or try to, what is it on your left leg, slide on your right?
Yeah, it just deconstructed on the slide, and I just took it off because it was broken. So,
were you like, when that happens, and you know you don't want to burn a timeout, and you're trying to take the brace off because it's down at your ankles, like, how much are you panicking because of the damn thing? The more you try to fight to get it off, the more it won't come off. Like, what's going through your mind at that point in time, especially based on where you guys were on the field?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of straps on there, so it's hard to put it on, but it's also hard to get it off. So, and it was broken, so I don't know. It just took a little extra time, and at that point in the game, we had a lot of momentum. So we just try to get it off and move on to the next play.
Talking to Mac Jones, the quarterback of the New England Patriots, and Mac, we heard you last week talking about the importance of a guy like James White and what he means to you, even in that huddle. How do things change for you, like, as far as like what you guys can and can't do when you lose a guy, and how important is a guy like James White?
Yeah, I think obviously James is a great team leader, and he does everything right all the time, and it's definitely tough to see him go down in the game. And I think, you know, obviously our prayers are with him, and our whole team was very supportive of him because he's just like a very good leader on our team. So we all look up to him, and he brings a lot of different aspects to the game just with his running and catching ability. And I do think it's a good chance for whoever else that needs to step up to step up. And we will have good running backs here. We do. And they'll get a chance to play more. And, our prayers are with James. And hopefully we can just do our best to play for him.
Did you have to change up a lot, like as far as just, you know, strategy and kind of what you were able to do when you lose a guy like that? Game plan?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's hard when he's a very productive person on our offense. It's just like you lose an impact player. But I think we just have to keep playing and figure out ways to make explosive plays and make plays and move the ball. So I think James obviously does a great job of that just because he's so experienced and he's a jack of all trades and can do everything. So I think we'll find ways to figure it out and keep moving forward.
Where do you feel more comfortable, Mac, as far as do you feel more comfortable under center or in the shotgun?
It doesn't really matter for me. Just whatever's called, I feel comfortable doing either one. And in college, obviously, it's a lot of shotgun. In high school, I was 100% under center. So I've done both, and I feel comfortable with both.
Is it easier for you to identify what's going on and anticipate out of the shotgun compared to under center?
No, I think just sometimes you're turning your back, but that's what everyone does when they have play actions and stuff. And, you know, you just have to get your head around and read the coverage. And it just, you can do that from the shotgun too. And it doesn't really affect me either way. Just, you know, there's different play calls that you get out of each set, and you just have to figure out how to execute them. And one thing that I need to work on is just staying in the pocket and moving when I have to, and that doesn't matter if I'm under center or in the shotgun. So just I'll work on that too.
So you're obviously getting hit a lot, or you got hit a lot yesterday, nine times, and then, you know, obviously two sacks. And I'm just curious, like, how do you resist, or I guess, how do you, you know, resist the urge to get jittery and to panic or to rush when throughout the game you are constantly being pressured and they are constantly at your feet? Is there some sort of mental, I guess, gymnastics that you do to convince yourself to stay in the pocket and withstand the pressure and the hits?
I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with me and just getting the ball out quick and reading the defense quicker, and then all that stuff will take care of itself. And yeah, I can do a better job, and just watching the film, just don't move unless you have to. And if I have to make a play with my feet, I will. But at the end of the day, we want to get the ball to our skill players and let them run and do what they do. So,
you know, Mac, we've talked to you a few times now, and I know that, you know, you always say you got to get better, but I think a lot of Patriot fans watch this, and I know you're the quarterback of the team. They've watched the first 3 weeks, and they look at you and they say, well, you know, it is just your second game or just your third game. You know, there are other people that can pick you up as well. And don't look at it as all like this is, because everyone looks at the way you're played the first 3 weeks and say, yeah, okay, you know, there's some promise here. There's some hope. The kid can play. It's not all on you. That's not all on you. Like, do you realize that, or you just sort of take it because you're the quarterback, you think it's all on you?
No, I just think it goes back to the execution part, and just it takes all 11 of us. Not one person to blame or one person to give all the credit to. And it starts with the quarterback, because that's, you know, what you're supposed to do. You're the leader and you have the ball every play. And I think we need to just make progress in practice and this week and try and stack up a bunch of good days and then carry it over to the game and see how it goes. Because when we do that, we practice well and we can carry it into the game, then we don't really know what our full potential is. We just have to do that and see where it gets us.
So you look at production, for example, like I look at Jonnu Smith, a tough game yesterday, right? Talented guy. I know you're leader of an offense, and that pick six, I don't think was on you, but what do you say to a guy like Jonnu Smith, talented guy who's been around after a game like that?
Yeah, I think Jonnu is a great player. He comes to work every day, and he's new to the system, just like I am. And I think we have a few, obviously, new guys that are new this year, you know, not rookies necessarily, but new to the system. And sometimes it's, you know, you just got to just keep rolling and keep trying to get better. And it's not like he's been, or a lot of the guys have been here for 10 years, you know. I mean, we have some guys, but there's going to be some bumps and trial and error early on. And once we get that figured out, I think things will head in the right direction. But there's nothing to hang our head on. We just have to practice harder, fix the timing issues, fix the, you know, my drops and some of the patience and all that. And then from there, people will start making plays and we'll put some more points on the board.
We're talking to Mac Jones, quarterback of the New England Patriots. So, Mac, on that third quarter play, first and 10, deep pass to Aguilar. Where was that ball incomplete? Where was that ball supposed to go? Do you know the play I'm talking about? Seemed like Aguilar was going one way. You threw it another. Where was that ball supposed to go?
I don't recall the exact play, but I think just a lot of the times we're just looking for higher percentage throws. And, you know, we wanted to try and get the ball to the playmakers, and I feel like I definitely could have done a better job of that. And some of it was some different looks we got, and we just got to be on the same page and have patience and let them run their routes so I can get the ball to them. So happened a few times, but we just got to – it's all about communication and talking through it during the game or after the game. and just make the adjustments and move on. But yeah.
So, and the one of the plays that I was that was great was that 22-yard touchdown pass to Kendrick Bourne. It was one of your biggest plays. Can you just walk me through that? What you saw in that play to make it so successful?
Yeah, I think just we had some momentum driving, and my read was to get him the ball, and he released and made a good play, and we scored, and he had a good effort to score. But I think we need just more plays like that where we all work together, and then the results come. And yeah, I think KB had a good game, and a lot of our guys were open a lot of times, and I just need to get him the ball more.
So, Mac, I know you said you always have like a 24-hour rule, kind of put it in the past and look forward. Well, when you look forward to a highly anticipated game here coming next Sunday, Brady coming back and the Tampa Bay Bucs Super Bowl champs, people call it the most anticipated game, you know, regular season game in history. I know you played national championship games, but have you allowed yourself to sort of think about what is coming in here this weekend? And what's coming with it, the hype machine?
Yeah, I think just fixing the corrections from the game we just played is obviously really important. And then moving on with the game plan for this week, it'll be definitely exciting. Tampa Bay is a great team, and, you know, it's a new week, so we're excited. And the only thing we can do is focus on each day. And then when Sunday comes, we'll just go out there and play as hard as we can, and it'll be good.
So how much of this, the Brady leaving, do you know about? Brady going to Tampa, do you know about? Any of it?
What did you say? Sorry.
Well, how much of the Brady leaving the Patriots going to the Tampa Bay Bucks to play are you aware of? Any of that, the way that ended?
No, I mean, I was still in college and stuff, and, you know, a lot of stuff happens in the off season in the NFL, so I didn't really pay attention to too much of it and all that. But, yeah.
Okay. All right, so, Mac, it's time for the quarterback question of the week, sponsored by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in men's sexual health with locations in Dedham, near Legacy, and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. All right, Mac, when things get tough, when things are hard, you know, who do you vent to first? Who's the first person that has to kind of listen to you complain or vent about anything? About anything?
I guess just my parents. Always, whether it's good or bad, I always talk to my parents. So they, you know, they are very smart people, and they just look at everything very logically. And I just talk to them, and it always helps just to have my family, and then obviously my friends and teammates and stuff.
So it's not your girlfriend, right? Because you got her doing enough, right? So it's
no, she counts as family.
Okay,
so
okay,
she definitely part of it. But my parents, yeah, and Sophie does a good job helping me. So it's a group team effort.
It's a group effort.
All right. Well, listen, Mac, thanks for joining us, and good luck. It's going to probably be a crazy week for you, but good luck on Sunday night.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, the conversation with the quarterback is brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off. And now it's time to review this week's powerful play brought to you by NL. On 1st and 10 from the Saints' 22-yard line, Mac Jones hit Kendrick Bourne for a 22-yard touchdown with 9 minutes to play. That's this week's powerful play brought to you by NL, official energy partner of Gillette Stadium. I'll say this about Mac Jones.